Sometimes life just isn't fair. Consider two sisters, a couch potato and an active tennis player. While the tennis player ought to be fitter and healthier in every way, she opens herself up to the danger of sports-related injuries, maladies that her couch potato sibling will smugly avoid. On today's Moment of Science, we'll see what's up with tennis elbow. How does it occur and what can you do about it? Your elbow is much more complex than, say, the hinge of a door. Three separate bones come together here, two from your forearm and one from your upper arm. In addition to these bones, your elbow is also the place where your wrist muscles are anchored by tendons, and it's these wrist muscles that are the key to tennis elbow. The muscles you use to bend your wrist backward are pretty delicate, so it's easy to strain them from a number of activities, not just tennis. If you strain them enough, these muscles and tendons will swell painfully along your whole forearm, with most of the pain concentrated around your elbow. You can get tennis elbow from playing golf, hammering a nail, or any other wrist-intensive activity. If you've gotten tennis elbow from playing tennis, you probably hit a lot of backhand shots. When your backhand swing isn't textbook perfect, you use those delicate wrist muscles to whap the ball. A gentle weight training program to strengthen your wrist muscles can help prevent tennis elbow. Another thing that helps is to improve the form of your backhand swing, your golf stroke, or whichever motion strained your wrist in the first place. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom with help from Katie Grove in kinesiology. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.